You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Ben Trefney, in for Hana Baba. Chesa Boudin was elected San Francisco District Attorney earlier this month. But before taking that job, he was a public defender. And in that role, he learned how damaging it can be when people are not assigned lawyers right away.
So ordinarily, a wealthy person gets arrested, they call a lawyer. The lawyer's usually going to advise them not to speak with the police. But if you're poor and you're sitting in jail and you have no idea what's happening, you're probably going to talk to him or her just because you want information about what's going on.
That's because people don't have the constitutional right to representation until their first court appearance. So, in an effort to step in sooner than that, Boudin founded the Pretrial Release Unit back in 2017. It's modeled after a similar effort in Miami-Dade County, Florida. Attorneys with the team meet with people right after they're arrested, before charges are even filed or dismissed. KALW's Holly J. McDeed reports on this team of rapid response lawyers.
It's 11 a.m., and public defender Carmen Aguirre has a lot of people on her mind. She just got back from the San Francisco County Jail.
I just visited this young man, and he was telling me that he had been shot by CHP three times with rubber slugs.
Carmen says the man was sleeping on the freeway on-ramp when California Highway Patrol officers arrested him.
I'm not sure how you get arrested for trespass when you're on a freeway on-ramp, but, you know, we'll find out.
She says this man is unlikely to be charged. Most public defenders around the country don't meet with people until that happens. But Carmen works for the Pretrial Release Unit, so her job is to meet with people shortly after they're arrested and help more of them spend less time in jail. She's interviewed six people already this morning.
A lot of the people I spoke to this morning really were kind of disconnected, lost. I just see a lot of people coming down off of drugs. A lot of people with mental health issues that are untreated.
She talks to them, explains what's going on, finds out enough details about the arrest to pass to investigators or lawyers who might take on the case.
The gathering of the information is to try to get them out of jail.
Then those investigators can get to work, tracking down witnesses before they leave town and camera footage before it gets deleted. Carmen says she also calls family members of people recently arrested.
Hi, good morning. My name is Carmen Aguirre. I'm with the San Francisco Public Defender's Office.
And next, she calls a suspect's employer to let them know he'll be missing his shift.
The employee is not going to be able to make it into work, and I wanted to let him know.
One man she visited this morning asked if she could call his friend to get his reading glasses back. So she's working on that, too.
Because he's unable to access the court documents because he doesn't have his glasses.
That sounds like an issue.
Yeah.
He also asked Carmen to tell his friend that he's not mad at her.
I said, I'm not telling her that you're not mad. You can tell her yourself that later. I'm not getting myself involved. My role here is to just try to help you in, like, the very basic needs. Like, are you getting your meds?
And so far, this team has had an impact. People helped by lawyers with the unit are twice as likely to be released at arraignment. That's according to a study from the Goldman School of Public Policy at UC Berkeley. One of the people helped by the unit is Dee.
I'm just a mom that works in construction that's trying to build herself back.
We're not using her full name to protect her identity. She says she loves the overnight shifts because she doesn't like to be around people.
I was never the girl that can sit and behind a desk and be cute all day long. That would have blew my mind.
This past summer, she drove up to San Francisco from Vallejo at 4 a.m. to beat the traffic before her shift. She went to sleep in her car in the parking lot near the construction site.
I was asleep with my coat over my head, and it felt like an earthquake because my car just shook.
She realized a driver had hit her car hard. When the two people who hit her tried to leave, Dee tried to stop them. Then she called the police. But when police arrived, a woman in the car accused Dee of assaulting her, and the officer arrested Dee instead.
I was hurt because not only did they not listen to me, but you arrested me at work. That was so embarrassing. And I was the one that called 911. I was straight the bad guy from gate. I was the aggressor to them.
Dee says the cop took her into custody after learning she had been arrested before, back in 2008. At the time, she had filed a restraining order against her ex-boyfriend, who was physically and emotionally abusive. Then one day, in self-defense, she fatally stabbed him with a knife. The public defender's office represented her in the trial, and she was acquitted of all charges.
So it's scary. And when I got out, I didn't even want knives or butter knives in my house for a long time.
And that's one reason being arrested again this summer after calling the police for help was so traumatic. It's also why, over a decade later, she trusted the public defender's office to fight for her again. A couple of hours after she was taken into a holding cell after this recent arrest, an attorney asked to speak with her. She didn't expect to see a lawyer that soon. He was with the pretrial release unit.
The public defender's office came and interviewed me and told me that he was going to get me released.
He told her he'd get an investigator to find video footage of the incident, and that investigator did. The tape confirmed her account. Prosecutors dismissed the charges. Dee says she would have lost her job if it wasn't for them.
Oh, shoot, because rent's $2,300 and I'm a single parent of three kids. I would have been out on the cold right now if it wasn't for them. And because of them, I have food in my refrigerator, I have lights, and we have cable.
Over at the San Francisco County Jail, public defender Carmen Aguirre is back on the job. Her goal today is like the day before: keep people's lives from crumbling in the little time she has.
So I'm going to ask you a bunch of stuff about yourself, and it might seem like I'm prying, but this is really just to help you.
Carmen is interviewing a young woman recently arrested for domestic violence. Carmen asks the woman a few questions about her family and job, and she offers advice.
Don't talk about your arrest on the phone. Don't talk to the person that you were arrested for having assaulted.
We're also not using this woman's name to protect her identity. She seems calm, but looks tired, worn out.
I've just been hoping and wishing that I get out later tonight or tomorrow, early in the morning.
Last time she was arrested, she says she stayed in jail for 2 days and never saw a lawyer.
To actually have her come, Carmen, come and see me before there's even a court date or anything, I mean, like, yeah, it does help. So then she gets to understand, like, the story, the background, and anything and everything that I have going on in my life. It's just a lot, you know, and people need time, you know, and it's cool that she can come in and spend extra time.
Is there anything else that we can do for you?
Not that I can think of.
Carmen says it's unlikely this woman will be charged. She meets with a lot of people who won't be prosecuted, but they still spend time in jail, and many of them will be arrested again and again before they access real help, if they ever do. She says watching that cycle play out over and over again can feel like a mill in a factory.
These are institutional problems that we just have to keep chipping away at and figure out bigger solutions, put our brains together and, you know, have these think tanks where we try to imagine how it could be different and better.
The pretrial release unit is one small piece of that effort. The hope is that with enough new approaches like it, San Francisco will be able to close down one of its jails. But right now, at least, too many people are arrested every day for that to happen. So in the meantime, public defenders meet with people booked into jail and try and figure out how to get them home. In San Francisco, I'm Holly Day McDeed for Cross Currents.
Holly is KALW's justice reporter. Find more of her stories at KALW.org.